Yes.
So I'm guessing that one of the huge advantages of the day off is that your pen is totally fresh, right?
Yeah, it is. You know, Danny worked a lot on Wednesday afternoon, but yeah, pen's fresh. Everybody's available tonight, which is good. And the day off was really good. It was much needed.
We're observing
for
Garrett Day today. As far as, I saw you were an
MJLS
shirt. Do you have a relationship with Boog
Shambi?
And what is today?
Yeah, I do. John, aka Boog Shambi, who does college basketball for ESPN, and now he's the everyday guy for the Cubs. And he and I bonded back in 1997. When I was brought up as a rookie with the Florida Marlins, he was the pre- and post-game radio kid, and now is off to bigger and better things. But yeah, Boog got me involved with the ALS. It's something near and dear to his heart, and in that friendship, you know, I'm going to support the ALS and the message that we're sending out today. You know, their offense has picked it up from the beginning of the season. And they've got track records, those guys at the top of the lineup, JD, Bogarts, Devers. You know, they've begun to swing the bats really well. Overall, it's the same team. They're gonna play good baseball. Alex Cora does a nice job managing them, and it should be a fun series.
Mark, every player says they're 100% on first day of spring training and never after that. And being that it's Luke Garrett Day, what's your appreciation for knowing you know what it takes to try to play every single day and what he was able to do all those years and eventually pass Mark Cal?
Yeah, amazing. To think that you know, the recovery process, you know, his ability to just grind and play every single day, testament to his character and his person, personal perseverance, right? So I think back and trying to play a full season, trying to get through 162 games, I never accomplished that. So amazing feat for sure. And I don't believe that feat, the game's play, will ever be broke again.
There's only
4.162
games last year.
Yeah, it's a different game, just in terms of how these guys work before the game, how much weight training they do, how much they put into the preparation side. It's different from when I played as well. We used to show up at 4:30 and hit the cage and go play baseball. And, now it's, you know, come at 12:30 or 1 o'clock, get your lift in, get your pregame routine stretching in, they hit, they field ground balls. So there's a lot more that goes into the preparation side of it, which may impact their ability to play a full season too.
What were your 49 games like playing for Boston?
Magical. Had a good experience in Boston. Obviously the fans are amazing. Playing in Fenway Park, Sweet Caroline in the eighth. Greatest memory of being on the Red Sox, I believe, is game 5 of the championship series. We were losing maybe by 4 or 5 runs in the seventh. Came back and won that game, and then fell on the short end of the straw in game 7 in Tampa. So, but I really enjoyed playing as a Red Sox.
Tito used to say that was, if you've been as good a team as the teams that played well. What was it about that team?
You know, I got brought into that team in August, so they accepted me. Brought me in, so the culture there was about the team, and at that point in my career, I was really, really desiring to get to a World Series, and I agree with Tito, it was a special team, just the unity, the bond, the way guys played, you know, Dustin Pedroia yelling at, you know, David Ortiz to get on his back, that, you know, he was going to lead us to the promised land, so there's a lot of characters on that team, which made it a really fun time.
Yeah,
I think, you know, for Sheldon, he's played so many different positions. So there's that in terms of, you know, trying to get your reps at third, trying to get your reps at second, trying to get your reps at first. And so, you know, some of you know, I think the plays that are difficult for him, we've seen at third where the ball gets on him quick, and it's just a different angle than being at second. And so it's tough. He's in a tough spot to be a super utility guy. He hasn't done it before. He hasn't played all those positions in the course of, you know, the time frame we're kind of asking him to now. So.
Is there, the other way to maybe get more comfortable
with reps? Yeah, continue to get reps for him. Yeah, we're out here early. They get flip fungos. You know, he's taking flip fungos off the bat, third base today. And we'll just continue to work. We'll continue. He's a worker. And there's no question about that. So.
Do you believe that in a certain way, you know, because he has a concentrated movement from one place to the other, maybe the effect a little bit is hidden because he was doing so well until about a month ago?
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's grinding right now in terms of his approach at the plate. You know, I think he's getting challenged a little bit more early count. And, you know, we're working on getting him back to the simple you know, approach of getting down early, being ready, being on time, and utilizing the strength, which is, you know, when we saw him best, utilizing the right side of the diamond.
Mark, there's so much talk about the organization, the future, where it goes, the attendance, all that. Can you talk about the work in the clubhouse to make sure the noise is blocked out and this thing's ready?
Yeah, we talked about it in spring training. We had a lot of distractions in spring training with the trades of some of the core players. You know, we talk about, you know, having the mindset that we worry about what we can control and not what we can't control. So when we show up every day, you know, our focus is to prepare to win. And I think that's what we've created here with these guys, and they've established that identity. And in terms of, you know, being in baseball games and making sure that at the end of the series, you know, whatever end we are, whether it's positive or negative, that team leaves knowing that we fought. This team has some character, and I think we've shown that in our identity.
Do you guys have a sense of
He's back in there today. He's had a pretty good recovery, which what we were looking for. So in terms of a timeline, you know, I definitely think we'll take him through this weekend and reevaluate.
Yes, you explained to us the other day that you want to take advantage of the day off Thursday to use uniform and in your rotation. Will that be the same case with this next day, or are you going back to five?
Well, we'll evaluate that, I think, through this weekend, see how the pitching lines up. You know, I think it's too early to say what we're going to do post day off. But, you know, hopefully by Sunday we'll have a better feel and a better direction of where we want to be.
All right, thanks, Cos.
All right, guys. Thank you. All right. Mr. O'Brien, how are you, sir?